Hello, and welcome to The Advance, conversations about news and the Mid-America Union Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm Pablo Colindres, Digital Media Manager at the MAUC. This week, our podcast is part of the Mid-America Dispatch series on our website. Brennan Halleck, who is the designer and ad manager for The Outlook, and myself took a trip down to Kansas City last month. There, Brennan had a chat with Mark Evans. Brennan, why don't you introduce the interview?
Mark Evans is a certified public accountant in the states of Kansas and New Mexico. I was able to sit down with Mark recently at his home in Shawnee, Kansas.
Well, my name is Mark Evans. I'm a certified public accountant in the state of New Mexico and Kansas. Probably one of the few people that started out as an accounting major in college and pretty much stuck with it my entire life. I became an accountant in 1998 and have been practicing in public accounting virtually my entire professional life, with a couple of short breakaways into private accounting. But where my primary focus right now is litigation consulting, which is not typical accounting. Most people do either audit or tax, and I do litigation and personal finance, which has kind of been always a personal interest of mine.
Yeah.
I actually studied to become a certified financial planner.
How did you end up in Kansas City?
Well, about 5 years ago, my position in Albuquerque with the firm I was with was kind of at risk of being eliminated because we had lost a contract. So I was looking to make a change, and that's when I got interested in the professional side of personal financial planning. So my goal was to come to Kansas City and kind of change my focus and my profession as well as just the venue in which we were in. Kansas City is a little bit more of a wealthy city compared to Albuquerque, and financial planning is a bigger profession here than it is in New Mexico.
How have your Christian views affected your personal finance and how you handle money?
Well, I'd say that mostly has affected me in the personal financial planning side. I was very interested in getting into it. There's several organizations that are based around Christian financial principles and what's found in the Bible. So that was kind of my plan. Was to go into financial planning with this kind of a loose organization that is a bunch of financial planners that have Christian principles. And that's kind of where I planned on going into here and did that for almost a year when we moved here. But I think the biblical principles about financial planning affect everybody. And if we follow what's given to us in the Bible, we would be much better off as individuals as well as a country.
Did your parents teach you about money, or how did you learn about money?
Well, my parents did. They had a small business growing up, and my mom was the bookkeeper, and my dad operated a small business. So I did learn a lot from them. Some of the core principles, I think, about saving money and operating a small business, I learned from my parents. They did very well at it, and they had their business for 30 years. And I actually worked there growing up too, so I learned firsthand exactly what was involved in operating a small business.
So you're able to see them do work on finances and actually learn directly from them.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. My mom kept books from when I was a little kid, and it was just kind of interesting. It was a cash-based business that my dad had, so there was a lot of counting of coins, and so as a kid, you get very interested in stuff like that. And I think that was my first exposure to business, but I would also credit my grandparents for some of my understanding of finances and how they treated money and what we should and shouldn't do with money in our lives.
Mm-hmm. How are financial decisions made in your household based on, like, do you make all the financial decisions, or does your wife make more financial decisions?
Well, I would say for the bulk of them, we jointly make them. If it, mm-hmm. Certainly the larger ones, we give it a lot of prayerful consideration and see really what we should do as far as buying a house or selling a house or buying a car or where to invest money. We kind of jointly make those decisions. The smaller ones, not so important, we don't really necessarily consider those together, but I'd say, you know, I think that's a vital requirement for any married couple, is to both be involved. Even though one might do more of the mechanics of it, I think both spouses need to be jointly involved in making decisions and
how
planning
would you,
their personal finances.
How would you recommend someone like who's younger, who's trying to figure that out, if they are maybe getting married and they're not sure how to make the financial decisions and who makes what decisions, how would you recommend them figuring that out?
Well, I think ideally that would be a discussion that occurs before two people get married, I think, to make sure you're on the financial page. A lot of successful marriages, though, I think are a person is more of a saver and one is more of a spender. And I think those two minds brought together can work very well in a marriage. But I think a lot of the details can actually be discussed before two people get married. And of course, if it didn't get discussed before they're married, I think it's not certainly not too late after they're married. There's a lot of very good Bible-based programs, like Dave Ramsey is a good one for young couples to understand those principles that he teaches and preaches, which are founded in the Bible. So I think it's a good starting point, but two people really need to understand how they fit together financially, ideally before they get married, to make sure they're compatible.
So. Yeah. So do you think the Bible has a lot of instructions on money?
I absolutely do. I think money is one of the most mentioned principles in the Bible. And, you know, a lot of our personal principles, I would say, are founded. You know, my wife and I kind of go by a lot of the ones that you find in various places in the Bible, particularly about God being the source of everything we have, and we need to respect that. Tithing, I think, is an important one. We find that throughout the Bible. Saving money and not squandering what's given to us. I think all those are, you know, it's talked about in the Bible a lot of different places. And I think anybody that develops their personal financial principles based on the Bible can't help but be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So work hard, but also save, spend, and tithe and give.
What are some common mistakes you see people make with money?
Well, I'd say personally, I see most people taking on too much debt. People don't have any hesitation to borrow today because that's the culture we live in, where money is easy. I think a lot of people can get easy credit, and they don't understand that anything you do borrow has to be repaid. So I see that being the biggest issue, is that people get in over their head and they borrow for anything, a house, a car, education. Some things it's good, but I think the amount of debt is what people need to keep under control. I mean, that's another biblical principle, to avoid debt. The Bible doesn't say that debt is bad, but it does say not repaying it is a bad thing. And I think people also need to look towards the Bible to see what it says as far as what we should do with debt and what we shouldn't do. If you can avoid debt, that'd be ideal, but in this day and age, it's very hard to get ahead without it. But I think understanding that it has to be repaid is the most important part of it, and being on a short frame to get it repaid. So,
mm-hmm.
Debt
what are
is the
some,
biggest one.
What are some mistakes that you've made, and how have you learned from them?
I've done a pretty good job my whole life of avoiding debt, but I also think just spending money rather than putting it away for future time is, I probably didn't start out doing as well as I could have with that. I think it's important from the very beginning of anybody's professional life is to get out there and always live beneath your means, which inherently means don't borrow to finance your lifestyle. And I think I kind of went down the road of if I get a paycheck for $500, I have $500 to spend. And I think it would have benefited me more to start saving from my very first paycheck, I think.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, when you were younger,
yeah.
Earlier in life, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any like rules or guidelines that you follow?
Well, I actually, about 10 years ago, before our son was born, between the time my wife and I got married and our first child, I actually wrote up a thing about our guiding financial principles. And I have it's a two-page document I wrote, it's over 10 years ago now, about things that, not necessarily just high-level principles, but kind of more things about in practice that I've seen that, like, my parents maybe didn't do correctly, or I thought, like, things that maybe my grandparents did do correctly or my parents did correctly. And I boiled them into, like, 12 principles that we as a family follow. And I think it took me a long time to develop it, but yes, there are definitely guiding principles that I think we should operate by, that everybody probably needs to do. I don't think it'd be the same for everybody,
right?
But I do think everybody should sit down and figure out what's important to them and then boil it into some guidelines that they can make decisions based on.
And probably write them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And refer to them often,
yeah.
You know?
Do you have any, like, resources, maybe like books or classes or even apps that you use a lot for clients?
I know there are apps. Most of the apps are really budgeting tools, which I feel like I kind of got mastered the budget thing quite a while ago, being that I am an accountant. That's kind of part of my field. So we do budgeting as a professional service a lot of times. And also in financial planning, we help people develop their budgets. So a lot of what we used in the financial planning field are even as simple as Microsoft Excel, just putting together a budget. First of all, it's understanding your spending and then boiling it into a budget. But there's a lot of online apps that I know you can get. Dave Ramsey has one. I'm a big believer in 95% of what Dave Ramsey preaches. I listen to him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a lot of good books and his programs. Financial Peace is a good one to follow. It helps people take their current situation and gives them, you know, practical steps that they can use to get out of debt and to start a savings program for whatever their goals are, plan for events in their life, having kids, getting married, all those things. So
mm-hmm.
I like a lot of the Dave Ramsey materials. I think he's got it well covered. He's been doing it for like 30 years, so
mm-hmm.
he's got pretty much everything available now. So
cool. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Not really. I think that pretty much covers it. Financial planning is very important, and one of our guiding principles has been everybody needs to be their own bookkeeper at least.
Mm-hmm.
And to I think most people, the best advice I could give is nobody cares about your finances more than you do. So you should learn a lot about finances as much as you can to run your life. But also don't hesitate to seek professional help if you need it. So.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what accountants and financial planners do, and we help a lot of people do things that they don't or won't do for themselves. So
nice. Well, thank you for doing the interview.
You bet.
It's been helpful.
You bet.
Thanks for listening to The Advance. Please join us next time.